Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, there is a chance of rain and snow showers this afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high near 38, breezy with a west wind gusting as high as 32 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 60%, the total daytime snow accumulation of less than a half inch possible. Tonight, scattered rain and snow showers, mainly before 8 p.m., mostly cloudy, then gradually mostly clear, with a low around 26, again blustery, with a northwest wind gusting as high as 33 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 30%. Tuesday, mostly sunny, with a high near 48. And in the news for today, the ACLU of Wisconsin filed an open records request with the school district of Waukesha, seeking records about how its ban on political and controversial signage and symbols is being implemented and enforced. The ACLU said they want to know whether the district's actions violate the Constitution and other civil rights protections. Last July, the Waukesha School District introduced a policy forbidding political or controversial signage from being displayed on school grounds. The superintendent, James Siebert, instructed staff to remove signs supporting Black Lives Matter, the LGBTQ community, and various other symbols promoting diversity, inclusion, and safe spaces. The district also canceled diversity, equity, and inclusion training and dissolved its equity leadership team. By allowing a pro-life student group sign, a thin blue line sign, a poster of Ronald Reagan, and football team locker signs, while banning pride flags, Black Lives Matter signs, and GSA locker signs, the policy appears to be favoring one set of view over another. The ACLU has also heard that one student was allowed to distribute political campaign material, while another was reprimanded for distributing diversity, equity, and inclusion material. If true, this may amount to viewpoint discrimination in violation of the First Amendment, the ACLU stated. By allegedly allowing some student groups to display signs and not others, and by reportedly refusing to refer to some students by their preferred pronouns in a school yearbook, the district may also be defying anti-discrimination laws, including Title IX and the Equal Access Act. That, according to the Wisconsin ACLU website. According to WPR News, Chris Donahue, the ACLU attorney handling the case, said parents, students, and a teacher approached her with concerns that the policy was being unevenly applied and ran afoul of students' and teachers' First Amendment rights to free speech. This policy seems to be a good example of a really deep-seated fear of what happens when people start expressing themselves or feel welcome to express themselves, and what happens when they have different viewpoints or viewpoints that we don't agree with, said Donahue. Continuing, unfortunately for these people who are afraid, the First Amendment does give students the right to speak freely, and that right does not end when they enter school. As long as they're not causing a substantial disturbance, they are entitled to their viewpoints, and they are entitled to speak that freely in schools. The Nearly Noon News will continue to follow this developing story and report back as more news comes into us. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.